And now we will hear our morning gospel reading.
This is Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
The theme of this first Sunday of Advent is hope. We begin with hope. Our English word for hope can mean a wish, an anticipation of a good outcome, a positive outlook, from the mundane to the extraordinary. I hope the Bills get to the Super Bowl and win. I hope I can find a job. I hope the war in Ukraine ends soon. There's nothing wrong with any of these. They are good hopes, but they are not Christian hope. The hope that begins Advent every year is a living hope, as Peter says in the first chapter of his letter. God has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christian hope is based on who God is and what God does in Christ. God promises, God acts, God fulfills, God comes, God saves. So hope is not based on our circumstances or the challenges or troubles we face. It's not based on who's in the White House or who controls the Congress. It's not based on the economy or the stock market. It's not based on the crime rate or the wars that rage. Is not based on whether we are healthy or ill, as important as health is. The writer of the Hebrews in chapter 6 says, we have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered, having become a high priest forever. Our hope is in Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Advent urges us to wait and watch in this hope. And we are called to keep awake, to stay alert for the coming of Christ, not knowing what that might look like or how it might happen or when it will come. What a strange comparison in that scripture Miko just read, comparing the coming of Christ to a thief coming in the night. But Advent urges us to be prepared. Yesterday, our son Luke came to visit and took Bill with him up into the woods near our house for some deer hunting. Luke's been learning to hunt deer this year. They spent 2.5 hours or so waiting and watching. No deer. Steve Hilsdorf shared that Lars spent some time yesterday himself up in the woods above their house, and then they watched the deer walk down the driveway while Lars was in the woods. Luke's done a lot of waiting and watching in the last few weeks, hours and hours. First bow hunting, now gun hunting, cold, cold mornings, heading out in the dark, sitting in a tree stand, his hands cold, his feet cold. Late afternoons after 8 hours of hard work, finding the spot, sitting in the stand, waiting. He's seen a few deer. He's shot at 2. He's still not gotten anything to bring home, but lots of waiting and watching. Because you can't ever get a deer if you're not alert, right? You can't zone out. You can't drift off to sleep. You can't get distracted by your cell phone. You have to keep paying attention hour after hour. Keep awake. Keep listening and looking. I wonder what experiences you've had with waiting and watching, with trying to stay awake. hoping for something and wondering if it would ever come. We've all had our moments of that, I'm sure. This week, I've been thinking in particularly about 28 years ago when Bill and I were waiting in Santa Barbara, California. We were waiting for a baby to be born. After years of wishing, hoping to be parents, we hoped that now it was finally going to happen. The expectant mother, Diane, had told us that we could adopt her child. So we flew out there and waited, on pins and needles, waiting and watching for that call to come, for the moment to happen. Some things are so huge you can't go to sleep even if you try. And I can remember just lying in bed those nights, wondering if the phone call was going to come. Finally, it did come in the middle of the night. And again, I'm particularly remembering it this year because the days are the same. She was born on a Sunday morning, November 27th. The phone call came, and I remember driving across town in Santa Barbara in the dark, wondering, could this actually be it? And we arrive at her home. She had a home birth, and waited and watched some more while Diane labored. And then finally gave birth to a baby girl. But the three of us had agreed we were going to name Anna. But then Diane wanted some time with her newborn baby. So we waited for 3 more days, wondering if this baby would be ours or not. Finally, there was another call. She said she was ready to meet us, to have a ceremony, to give us our firstborn child. All our years of waiting, all our hoping, finally fulfilled. Advent is about hope, and that takes waiting and watching. It takes keeping alert, staying awake. The Gospels say, because we do not know when or how the Lord will come. The first Sunday of Advent, the lectionary readings are always about the second coming of Christ, the end of this age. What in Greek is known as the eschaton, so the big word for the talking about all that, writing about all that, is eschatology. In first century Palestine, there was a lot of talk about the end of the age, a lot of hope for the end of the age. Because living under Roman imperial occupation, they were not happy. And after Jesus' death and resurrection, Jerusalem was destroyed a few years later, 70 AD. And it was the end of the age for them in many ways, the end of the world as they knew it, the end of their country, of Israel's hopes to be a separate state for 2,000 years. In that period of oppression and destruction, they hoped that God was going to break in, to throw off the power of evil, to bring in a new day. They longed for the Jesus whom they had known and loved to return in the flesh and bring into full reality the realm of God that he had taught them about. The prayer of those early Christians was Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. They lived in that hope. I think we don't really quite know what to think about the second coming of Christ, most of us. 2,000 years have passed. There have been all sorts of prophets and movements who were sure they knew the day and the hour and the place Jesus was going to return. And he hasn't showed up, has he? They've thought they knew, even though Jesus clearly said, even Jesus didn't know. But people keep coming up with their ideas. We might be tempted here in 2023 to say that the hope of those early Christians was never fulfilled. Or maybe we're more tempted to say, it's just not been fulfilled in the ways they thought it would be. Because I think the good news of the New Testament and of the church through the generations is that people, all sorts of people, we people, can know the realm of God right now where we are. People have experienced Jesus as Lord and Savior, alive and present in their lives time and time again. And so whether Christ someday returns in glory on the cloud, in the sky, or whether that glory is what we experience in the secret places of our own hearts, that's not for us to know or to decide. But year after year, Advent urges us, get ready, be prepared, be awake, learn to see and know the coming of Christ. See what is happening right now in our lives, in our world. We never know when, we never know how. We certainly don't control it or command it, but we can wait and watch with hope. Cynthia Bourgeau writes in her book, Mystical Hope, "Hope's home is at the innermost point in us and in all things. It's a quality of aliveness. It does not come at the end as a feeling that results from a happy outcome. Hope lies at the beginning as a pulse of truth that sends us forth. When our innermost being is attuned to this pulse, it will send us forth in hope, regardless of the circumstances of our lives. Hope fills us with the strength to stay present, to abide in the flow of the mercy, no matter what outer storms assail us. Hope is always entered and is entered always and only through surrender. That is, through the willingness to let go of everything we are presently clinging to. And yet when we enter it, hope enters us and fills us with its own life, a quiet strength beyond anything we have ever known." You all know something. We all know something about that hope. And this Advent calls to us again, live in hope. Be prepared. Be awake, stay attuned for what God is doing in your life, in those around you, in the world. And so our prayer too can be, come Lord Jesus, quickly come. Fill our hearts and lives with hope. Grant us the strength to stay present, to live in the flow of your mercy, no matter what storms blow around us. Give us the courage to let go and trust in you. Fill us with yourself. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly.